Welcome to Sports 1140 AHD.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Ready your engine.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and back.
Attacking run-of-the-mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny I have.
Katie Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
Drive. I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Why is it that during every like radio promo, intro, whatever, there's always like at least one, if not two, of the people that always sound super angry? Like on that, Nate, you sound very angry during that.
I was really angry.
Why is this so hard?
Like I was upset with you for things.
Wow, I remember
that. Take a bullet for you, man.
That was the day Nate stepped in front with his flak jacket on and everything. I remember. I was out of town.
That was some time ago, too.
I was out of town, too, and you called me to say that was awesome. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm gambling and drunk, but you just made my night.
That's true, because you were overly magnanimous. Like, you were like, hey, man, thanks. That means, and normally you'd be like, dude, shut up. Stop, don't care. What was that? Was that somebody called in about, because I said I thought George Carl was going to get fired?
Yeah, it was the George Carl firing.
Get your spots,
and then it didn't happen. It was in February before the All Star break.
Because I made it up. I was like, you know.
Yeah, because everybody was reporting that.
Hey, congratulations, everyone. Today is, as you know, a very special day. We're very excited. That's right, May 5th. May the 5th be with you.
Yeah.
So sad I was gone yesterday. It's one of my favorite days of the year. May the 4th be with you.
Cost me money, dude.
You did. Nate lost a bet.
You know, it sucks because it shouldn't have cost you money. It shouldn't have. I have all the Star Wars
themes. This is the same like debate of whether or not you place a bet on someone to win a game and then you find out that LeBron's not playing and they lose the game.
I know. Buyer beware.
You're the LeBron of radio.
It was buyer beware. You didn't know.
I'm okay with that.
I had my jersey on.
Now, here's the deal, though.
Game time scratch.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, I was well aware of the fact that Dave was going to bring up the Star Wars thing, and I texted Katie 2 days ago and said, hey, not going to say anything to Dave, but I'll bet you breakfast, $20, whatever you want, Dave brings up Star Wars in the first segment.
Yep.
Says, all right, you're on. And then when Dave's gone yesterday, obviously I'm out of luck. I'm not going to complain about that, but I have no way of knowing because I gave Katie like a good 16 to 18 hours advance on this.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I have no way of knowing that she didn't plant a migraine.
Oh,
yeah. Right? Because it was good. I mean, she knows you well enough to know that you're going to bring it in the first segment.
That's true.
I think she suckered me.
I do know him well, but because I don't give a flying about, you know, Star Wars, I wouldn't have ever thought about that.
Well, you and I have never worked together before. You might know me well, but we've never worked on the radio before. Yeah. Nate has kind of an unfair advantage because we have worked together before, and he knows what a dork I am when it comes to stuff like that. Just a massive dork.
She was apprehensive about the bet, like even until the morning, too, and before you got here, she says, all right, he'll be wearing a Star Wars shirt.
Yeah, no.
And then you walked in. It's like, all right, you're 0-for-1. Yeah. Bet's on. Let's take it.
I had on my hand, you know, this is the one organized thing I do. I put out my clothes the night before so I don't have to like poke around.
I did that last night for the first time, and I was like, why am I just now figuring this out?
It really does make, you get up in the morning, you're poking around, everything's dark. I don't want to wake up my wife, so it's much easier for me to do that the night before. I had my Darth Vader hockey jersey out with the number 77 for when the year came out in the Sith League. Uh-huh. I had it all ready to go, but I wasn't feeling good. So May the 4th was ruined for me. Of course, today is.
I mean, this totally makes up for it.
You missed Cinco de Cuatro, so you're back for Cinco
de Mayo. You know, I don't know what the rules are like.
She's not listening.
I don't
Cinco de Cuatro.
Cinco de Cuatro.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
He did not get it.
I was all ready to go off on a tangent. I was like,
I did. I missed Cinco de Cuatro.
I totally did. Fifth of four.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are day to day. The rule book changes. So, like, is it still okay to sell? See, I feel like playing this and all that, someone's going to be like, hey, stereotype.
Yeah, it didn't stop yet.
I mean, it's no. What? See, that is Matt George. it's Cinco de Mayo. If we're going to do Cinco de Mayo, and by the way, a lot of people get this wrong, by the way, and say it's Mexican Independence Day. It's the day Katie never likes bed music, by the
I'm
way.
Like, turn this off. It's aggravating me.
Crazy. She hates any bed music. She can't multitask on that.
No, it's not about multitasking.
Now I gotta leave it on for the whole show.
You just want to hear the mariachi music.
So here's it. Now today, people think it's Mexican Independence Day. It is not. This is the day that the Mexican nation joined World War I. And people, that's not true. And I should actually throw out like five different things.
It's actually the most populous nation in the world.
See, you know what? Exactly. With this conversation, I kind of feel like Kent Basemore on the Atlanta bench last night. Like, I could just fall asleep right now.
This is the day that the Lindbergh baby was found.
Stop.
In the Mexican state. What? It was.
No, it wasn't.
I'm gonna randomly throw. Okay, Katie,
do you know?
I do.
Okay,
but here's the thing. I want to randomly throughout the day, Katie, if you promise,
I won't look it up. Yeah,
and I'm gonna throw out random reasons what Cinco de Mayo means.
Okay,
and then I just want to see if you grab.
I know what it means.
Well, not 5th of July.
Five of May.
Right, but what is it? Because I think a lot of people don't.
Yeah, what is it? What is the point of it being a big holiday?
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Which is fine. Actually, I can't do that all day. All right, it's the meaning of it is there's 5 days. There's Mexican, a lot of people very religious. It's the 5 days of atonement is what it is.
Okay.
And you celebrate on the 5th of May. That's where everybody parties and fasts and stuff like that. Oh. So anyway.
No, they don't fast on the 5th.
That's when they eat. They eat on the 5th.
They end.
Yeah, they fast for the first four days.
4 days prior.
And then on the 5th, they celebrate.
You know, 4 days of fasting, it's not very much. I mean, I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, wrong.
40 days.
One day of fasting sucks, but is it real fasting or is it fake fast?
Yeah, and I mean, you get the cracker and the wine, too. So, I mean, it's not a full 40
a
days.
Because why is it that church wine is so good?
Oh, really?
It's probably the cheapest.
I feel like you're in the minority.
It is terrible.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I could never.
There's something about it. Maybe it's like nostalgia for my childhood.
Yeah, part of it had to do with, most Sunday mornings needing a little hair of the dog.
By the way, that whole fasting thing is garbage, too. But that's not what it is.
I could barely even keep it together.
I appreciate that. You kept it together, Nathan. I appreciate that. So we'll have another what is Cinco de Mayo coming up. There's real.
That's the theme of what is Cinco de Mayo?
What is it? Exactly. What is it? You don't know. And so I started thinking last night, and we have a lot of stuff coming up today. Doug Christie's going to join us at 7:40.
Dougie we'll Fresh.
Talk a little football, perhaps some hockey with Doug. We're going to do something called 3 for Thursday today, which is just some Jackie Wacky radio bit, but it's an excuse for us to go around and yell at each
Jackie
other.
Jackie Wacky
things.
Is your wheelhouse.
Thank you. It absolutely is. We will talk about the.
I need my own.
You
thing.
Need a bell.
Yeah, see, she wants a bell to replay all her friends.
You should just get her own bell.
I started thinking of my Mount Rushmore of Mexican food last night. Because Mexican food is such
it's
an important part of my life. I have this taqueria next to my house, and
you're
we go there every Friday.
Yeah, you're
Jim
there
Boys.
A lot.
No. What makes the taqueria to me are two things. The tacos, obviously. You have to have good tacos, not the garbage tacos. I'm talking about the little tiny corn tortillas.
You're talking
get that
about
Chondos
the street,
game going.
The street
yes,
tacos.
The street
the
taco
street tacos.
Style. It's basically meat, a little bit of cilantro, a little bit of onion, and go for it. And then the other thing is a salsa bar. And this salsa bar is, they have like the sour cream mixed with salsa jalapeno stuff. They have the avocado salsa. Like, they don't just Jimmy Jack around with like red. There's tomatillo green salsa. There's pickled red onions.
I like how he says it. Tomatillo.
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 I'm going to tell you this. The conversation begins and ends with chorizo.
Oh.
Every Sunday, I have a almost every Sunday, I have a chorizo breakfast burrito, so I can't lie to you. We go to the same place Friday nights, and then we eat breakfast burrito Sunday. It's the best deal you get. It's $5 breakfast burrito, and the thing is a freaking log.
Dude.
And it stays hot for the entire day if you keep it wrapped up in the tinfoil.
That's that criminally good food right there. The absolute greatest sausage ever made.
And yeah, you can buy. And the thing is I've tried to buy chorizo before and make it at home.
Can't do it.
I'll mix it with some. It's just not. I don't know.
When you squeeze it out of the tube and it's all bloody in your pan.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh man.
No, he's right. Nate's absolutely right. There's something special about the way it's made at the Mexican restaurant, which by the way makes their own tortillas with the little tortilla press every Sunday.
Right.
So I came up with this. Enchiladas.
Are you looking for an endorsement?
No, I've already got the food endorsement. Enchiladas, tacos. Nachos, which somebody's going to yell at me that tacos aren't like, or nachos probably aren't really Mexican.
No. If you do not put a chili relleno on there,
that was my fourth.
That's a risk. That's a real risk reward dish right there. Because
why?
If you're going where I think you're going, you're 100% right.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated because it's a good idea. Isn't it like a stuffed pepper that's like breaded and whatever?
Like a poblano or serrano or something pepper.
Great idea, but if it's not done, like it's really easy to screw up. And so
never gone to a real Mexican restaurant where they have screwed it up. The only thing I think that people screw up when it comes to those is when they decide to order it with meat inside.
Oh yeah, that's gross.
No,
there's two
just
main
cheese.
There's two main ways you can screw up a chili relleno. Number one, you don't seed the thing first, and so when you're eating it, you've got crunchy seeds, which are gross. And number two, sometimes they won't parboil the chili before. So you've got crunchy chili in there with the egg wrap and cheese and all that. No, you're 100% right. Where I thought you were going with that, Nate, is a risk reward, which about 70% of the time, chili relleno, no problem.
Oh, it's coming out the same way it goes in.
Dear Lord Almighty, 30% of the time, I'm within a bathroom all day long.
Peppers are in the winter. So if you get it in the winter, you can get one that absolutely lights you on fire.
Oh, yeah.
This conversation is activating my IBS.
In both cases. All right, we got it. That was our ode to when we get back, we'll go through some more Cinco de Mayo stuff. And that'll be the theme throughout the days. What is Cinco de Mayo? Don't text it in either. Don't give it away to Katie.
Don't help me out.
Don't help her out.
To 80787.
We'll take a break. Hey, when we come back, hey, let's talk about the Hawks versus the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, I see what you did there.
2 seconds last night, I thought I made that up. For like 2 seconds.
Maybe you should tell us on the other side what that means, because I didn't get it.
On the other side, we'll tell you what we mean by, why is he saying Cleveland? Why is he saying Threveland? Talk about that and so much more. It's The Drive. Thanks for joining us. Sports Slim 40 KHDK. Miami Sound Machine's Cuban.
Way to go, Matt.
This is Nate's idea, by the way.
Someone just got thrown under
the bus. But I take full credit.
Matt.
Cuban.
The rest of the music's mine. We'll come back with that later. We got to get the bad stuff out of the way first.
I went to the bathroom and was singing this while I peed, so there you go.
Oway, oway.
Just so you know. It's a long way away.
In 1868, Juan Guillermo Torres and his family of four went on a four-day trek through the Pueblo Mountains to escape the famine.
Pueblo.
Sorry, I'm reading it. The Pueblo Mountains.
Sorry, I'm reading it.
To escape the famine and bad weather in southern Mexico. Upon celebrating his arrival in what is now Mexico City, he threw a feast not just for his family, but also those surrounding as he made his settlements. Throughout the last 200 years, it has now been known as Cinco de Mayo. So there you go.
That was kind of anticlimactic, wasn't it?
Yes. So you know what Cinco de Mayo is.
Now you know.
Do you feel better? Do you feel more educated?
I think I just saw her head grow.
Yes.
I believe my answer is supposed to be yes.
Well, I'm just asking if you feel better knowing what Cinco de Mayo is now.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yes.
The only thing I heard in there was Pueblo.
Pueblo? Do you want me to read it again?
No, I don't.
Okay. So, anyways, before we move on to the Cavs and Hawks, I should tell you, I also completely made that up. That has nothing to do with Cinco. Just 100% made up right there. So we'll try again next hour. That is not what Cinco de Mayo means.
All right.
Oh, so, by the way, just food for thought, Larry Bird is having a press conference later today.
That's at 11 a.m., right? Either our time or their
11
time.
11 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah. So that's, that's 8 a.m.
Nice.
Wow, we might be able to plug into that guy. All right, here we go. The 10K a day word of the hour for you. Let's see. Let me quiz you on this. It's a type of root beer. It is a brand of root beer. It is
sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
In like the 20s, it's what you would call your face.
Mug.
Matt George is absolutely, yes. Matt George got it. Did you say that on the air?
Yes.
Yes. Mug is the way I was trying to go
that's
through.
It's what you would call your face.
It's what you,
nice.
Call,
you
hey,
would call your face.
Look at the mug, on that, guy,
the mug on that guy,
you never get me, copper. This hour's code word is MUG. Text it to 80787 or enter online at KHTK.com. By the end of the hour, message and data rates may apply. Katie will text you back to confirm your entry. And one randomly selected nationwide entry will win $1,000. All entries will also qualify for a $25,000 grand prize. During the break, Katie turns to me. She goes, the show is so much different when you are here. And I said, you know what? And I apologize. Honestly, I'm very, very sorry for that.
My bad.
I mean, your little like music to, coming in, like all to, your little facts.
Like and, to, they're actually not facts. They're all garbage BS.
You're right.
But I'm going to get you. You're going to say it. I predict that I will say the real Cinco de Mayo, and you're going to say that's BS.
All right.
At some point, we'll do it. We'll do it. It'll be like our hourly thing.
Again, you know? I can't remember the last time I was so excited.
Are you? You should be. You know what? We don't just talk sports. We educate as well.
Just a puddle over there.
Hey, much like the Cleveland Cavaliers educated the Atlanta Hawks last night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. Well, let's before we get to old chuckles, let's talk about the game last night. This was 123-98, kids. It wasn't that close, was
no.
it?
No,
it was not.
This was a bad game for ye old Hawks. LeBron James, 27 points, not one starter. And this is, I'm very much a fan of Tyronn Lue for doing this because not all coaches heed this. He didn't play anyone as the game got late. He pulled everybody, and that was great. A lot of... I get really upset, especially in the playoffs, when coaches will play their stars in the fourth quarter of a blowout. Lue pulled everyone, which is good. Nobody played more than 28 minutes. So it was really a glorified scrimmage for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They broke the record that the Warriors took from them. Over the last month, Cavs set the record for three-pointers. Warriors took it. Cavs took it back. The Cleveland Cavaliers with 25 three-pointers. I believe the old record was what, 21?
23.
Was it 23?
It was.
All right, so shattered it by two.
Because the one where they tied it is where they made the pass off, and it went off of the Atlanta guy's head.
Yes.
That's my computer.
That was you!
That was my computer.
Not me.
Wow.
J.R. Smith is infectious, and that's not the first time that's been said about him. But
are we talking about
when
the
that
pipe?
Dude, exactly. Exactly. I left it ambiguous for a reason.
Right.
When J.R. Smith gets hot, I mean, some of the shots he was hitting last night, at one point, I think Reggie Miller and Kevin Harlan were just flabbergasted because it's like, all right, J.R.'s hitting fadeaways with two guys in his face. And it just kind of extends to the rest of the team. And, you know, if...
He might be the streakiest shooter ever in the game.
He's like, well, I remember how John Starks used to be. Like, he would go games, and John Starks had a bigger role on those teams. But, you know, he would go 3 for 20, whatever, and then he'd light you up.
Yeah.
And J.R. Smith, it's like the same type of dude, but with a better jump shot.
J.R. Smith said yesterday during the presser at the end of the game, said, I'd rather take a contested shot than an open shot any day. And he said that before.
Most shooters would.
61 shots this postseason, 39 of them have been contested three-point shots. J.R. Smith.
That's a little insane, but.
It is insane. And this is a guy who once upon a time drove an armored tank that he bought through the streets of New York when he was on the Knicks. That is a real-life J.R. Smith story. You can research it if you like. He's very, very eccentric.
That tells you exactly why he would rather take a contested shot, though. Because you know what happens when J.R. Smith has time to think? Crap like that. He drives a tank through downtown Manhattan.
He buys a tank. And rumor is that he bought it from the Fast Five set. This is I'm going to show you guys. Sorry, guys, you can look this up at home. This was his ride in New York City.
Okay.
It is a real, actual...
That's a tank.
Yeah.
Tank-looking thing. mean, it's not like, you know, the World War II tank.
Yeah, it's not like the tank with the gun on the top of it. It looks like a, you know, tricked out Hummer.
No, the Rock was on TV last night. It's like the Hummer they have in that just plows through everything.
Yes.
With Sean Connery and Nick Cage.
Hey, it just goes through. And in New York, here's the story. J.R. Smith spent some of the $24 million he'd signed a four-year deal with the Knicks. The Meatpacking District, catch Thursday night. Damn it, Nate.
We've got the Meatpacking District and a Hummer. This is just going off the rails.
He
literally says this, drove his Hummer into the Meatpacking District to the restaurant Catch.
What is happening?
I'm just reading it how it is
written.
It's called a Gurkha F5. It's made, who cares who it's
Sounds
made
like
by?
Sounds like a pickle.
It's like a gherkin. It's worth about $450,000. He left it on the street while he dined inside.
Jeez, there's so many things wrong with this guy.
That's J.R. Smith, but you know what? He can make a three-pointer.
He can.
He can make a three-pointer.
He's smart about one thing. He knows what shape the ball is.
He does, and it's round.
It's round.
And it went into the basket quite a bit. And here we are now. The Cleveland Cavaliers are up 2-0 on the Hawks heading into Atlanta.
10 straight wins over the Hawks in the playoffs, man. That is just, it's brutal. Yeah.
Well, and the thing with the Cavs, too, now is they swept the Pistons. They are rolling through Atlanta. This was not, by the way, one of those times where you had a game one loss and then the road team came back in game two. This was the opposite.
This was not a Spurs OKC situation
No, not at all.
Cleveland was like, you guys ain't that good.
No.
We saw game one. Y'all ain't that good.
And remember after the Celtics series, we're sitting here, we're like, oh, you know, Atlanta. Don't sleep on Atlanta. Don't sleep either on the Susan G. Komen's 20th annual Race for the Cure this Saturday, May 7th, Cal Expo. Hey, help us move one step closer to a world without breast cancer. Register now at KomenSacramento.org. So we'll take a quick break. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to ask the two of you and everybody out there in Radio Land, are the NBA playoffs pretty much pointless? I mean, honestly, are they pointless?
No, I think the real question, Dave, is should the Spurs and Warriors, you know, be really worried now about these Cavs?
Message sent last night from the Cleave.
S to the nap.
Or the Threave, as we call it these days.
The Threave.
Because the Cavs have a great record during the regular season against both those teams.
Ooh,
it's not just Shaker Heights, Dave. It's Shakers and Baker's Heights because J.R. Smith was filling it.
Look at that. So much shade is being thrown. It's dark in here. We'll cover that when we get back. Sports 1140 KHDK. Well, now I'm trying to remember where Ricky Martin's from.
Puerto Rico?
You might be right.
I think it's Puerto Rico.
I think you're right.
Is it? Hey, hold on. I'm going to say Spain.
No.
It is not Spain.
This was Nate's idea.
This was not my idea. I'll claim the last one. It was not this one. Yeah, Puerto Rico.
Dad, dang it.
Mm-hmm. That's close to Mexico, right?
Yes.
Very close to Mexico, Matt.
It's east. East of it. You take a right at Albuquerque and boom, there you are.
This is what's wrong with our education system in America.
This has nothing to do with the real reason Cinco de Mayo is why it's called Cinco de Mayo. But,
what is the real reason, Dave?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably don't know the name Lindsay Snyder. Doesn't ring a bell to anyone?
They used to be the lead singer for Twisted Sister.
Okay, you know, that's a fine guess indeed. That's Dee's sister. Lindsay Snyder is the only child of Linda and H. Guy Snyder. That's kind of how pretentious is that?
H. Guy
Snyder.
What's your middle name, Dave?
Guy.
And Dave Guy. Like if you.
My middle name's Alexander. I see where you're
so
going.
So you went by D. Alexander.
But Alexander, like many middle names, that's like your goofy ass, like pretentious middle name. This guy's middle name is Guy. Or maybe Gee if he's doing the Canadian thing. She's the only child of Linda and H. Guy Snyder and the only grandchild of Harry and Esther Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm telling you this. Today is a very special day for Lindsay Snyder. She turns 35. She was born May 5th.
Boo.
And she today, due to the way the family trusts are set up, today she receives 100% of the stock of In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, my God.
Boo.
She is the sole. A lot of people think In-N-Out's a franchise. It's not. In-N-Out's owned by like a person, and that a person is 35 years old, and her name is Lindsay Snyder.
Now, boo. Now I feel like
a loser.
I failed in life because I'm 35 and I definitely don't have anything close to
that's true.
In-N-Out.
Same age. Well, here's the thing though. Unlike you though, she has been divorced 3 times.
Thank you, Dave. And I'm gonna drive that.
Yeah,
you know, home.
She just got married.
Yeah, I mean,
to
at least she's been married.
Dug
Dave.
The knife in, just a lot deeper.
Well, no, she married Jeremiah Sewell in 2000. That lasted 3 years. Jerry got the boot. Old Ricky Martinez, that was 6 years. Val Torres was 3 years, and then she married Sean Ellingson last year. Which good for you, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But unfortunately, Katie, 4 children.
Four
children.
See, you're not missing out on everything.
No, I'm not missing out on anything at all, apparently. Shocking news yesterday.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson is pregnant.
Yes, she is at 49.
She's gonna be 50. So, like, when I read that,
you see,
I was
there's
like,
hope,
you know what,
Katie?
There's hope for me.
Yes.
I mean, she is just crazy, that one.
35.
She's got a lot of the cray in her.
It's the new 25.
A little bit.
So if someone can, you know, handle that cray, someone's going to be able to handle mine, I'm assuming, at some point.
Nope, 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 nope.
Leave old catcher's mitt in the sun for a couple of months.
Nope, nope. You are the Cadbury
Pass.
Egg of women. Yeah.
The Cadbury egg of women?
The outside is just, it's all right. And then you get to that gooey center and you're in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you'll be
wow.
Fine. You'll be just fine.
Nate, I'm looking for a new best friend.
I guess. I mean,
right?
He just dropping like, just doused it.
Migraine's gone, bitches.
Back with a vengeance.
Now, this guy in the text line says I come up with the dumbest bits, which is that's actually
you're
accurate.
A dumb bit.
Yeah, thank you. The playoffs are pointless. It's a marathon season. My point is this. Doesn't it just seem like we're really just having a little bit of fun and entertainment until we get to the Cavs and either the Warriors or Spurs?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody legitimately believe that there's, barring nuclear war and sudden destruction of ACLs everywhere, that there's any chance for it to be anything but Cleveland versus the Warriors and maybe kind of possibly the Spurs? Am I off?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. But, I mean, that's it. It's like we're going through the motions. This year would be a perfect example if you were trying to make the argument against playoffs in major sports. Because there's really, I mean, the NBA playoffs, what is the point to it anyway if more often than not the best team wins? Sometimes you get flukes, all
sure.
Right? Like the Mavericks beating the Heat.
Sure.
That was a great deal.
Well,
but
it's
this
because
year,
you have, you know, 7-game series. This isn't like the NCAA tournament
right.
Where it's a one-and-done situation.
Right. Well, even then, I mean, I think you could make the argument either way, whether there's something like the NBA where it's geared towards the best teams, or something like the NFL or NHL or even March Madness
right.
Where it could just be won by a hot team, or even Major League Baseball is like that. Why not just put it up in a way, like basically we knew who the best team was after the end of the regular season.
Yeah,
yeah
no
but
doubt.
You also, I think the only thing that has made the playoffs a little bit interesting to me at this point is just the sheer number of injuries that we've seen mm-hmm. in the playoffs.
And that's a sucky interest.
I mean, it is, but yeah. Part of it, I don't think it would be that interesting if one of those people was not named Steph Curry. That's where you really start to go, maybe, you know, and you two D-bags right here chose right. Oklahoma City to upset the Spurs.
1-1, by the way, home court advantage,
yeah.
OKC.
Yes, but, and you just got done saying, is there any way you can see anyone yeah. other than the Cavs and the Warriors? Maybe the
Stop
Cavs
it.
And the Spurs.
Stick yeah. to today.
OKC.
Stick to today.
OKC, which stands for, Katie Christensen picked the Pistons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? That's been the closest series in the entire playoffs.
They swept them!
No, they swept them, Dave. The games were the closest. We've had, I mean, you look at the Spurs and Oklahoma City for game one. I see what you're saying, but I'm saying the games.
Oh, yeah, they swept them!
Dave, the games were interesting because they were close the whole time. It's one of those things. How many times in this playoffs have you turned on the TV in the first quarter and go, okay, all right, I'll check
right.
back in
not
the fourth.
Not even worth it. Yep.
I couldn't turn those games off. You didn't know how they were going to end up. Now, granted, They swept them. I see what you're saying. I mean,
they swept them.
Do you guys think it's kind of weird that the NBA goes through this marathon of a regular season just to basically eliminate half the teams, and then you get 16 teams left, and 14 of them are going through the motions? What's the point?
See, and for me, what
last year, the playoffs were so much better. So, I mean, I get what you're
saying. Stick to the now, Christensen.
Oh, right. That was the past.
Hey, come on. Who's gonna say no? To a, you got your regular 16-team playoff, and then you go with the remaining 14 teams.
NIT, baby.
And you have your NBA NIT, and that's how you pick your draft order. That's how you pick your draft order. That's it.
Well,
the champion gets the number one pick.
Then you're going to have a little bit more interest for all those low-level teams.
Yes.
Well, then you don't have to tank as much, because all you got to do is tank into the lottery.
Yes.
And so, like, let's say, you know, you got the Warriors this year. Let's say that Steph and Klay both go down, right? And they're like, we're probably not going to win a title this year. We'll take 30 wins and a ticket to the other tournament because we will beat the crap out of all of those teams and get Ben Simmons.
When we return, yes. Or what's his? Why do you keep forgetting the Duke guy?
Ingram.
Thank you
very
much.
The one that's probably going to be better. Well, I like him more.
We got a lot of stuff to go over, including I want to figure out who the most important players are left in the playoffs and actually rank them. But when we get back, Chris Webber was talking yesterday, and he talked about a he said he played the game one time that was a little questionable to him. I wonder if you can guess which one that is. And also had some Tim Donaghy comments as well as Chris Webber gets loose. That's always fun. We'll do that next on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. Oh, we're back. I don't know this.
This is Taboo from Fast and Furious, like 4 12. Or something like that. 19.
I don't know where I was the other day. I completely forget where it was, but I'm walking in the parking
lot. For
that. There's many, many reasons, but there's parked right in the front. There's a Subaru WRX all tricked out, like street racer edition. It's got stickers all over it. The largest of which says inspired by Paul Walker.
On a Subaru?
Maybe.
Yeah, too soon.
Well,
and just Never soon enough.
Odd choice?
Yeah, a little
maybe?
Bit.
Maybe?
Just bizarre.
I've seen one Fast and the Furious. It was Tokyo Drift.
Oh, right.
That's the only
you
one
didn't
I've
even
seen.
See the first one?
I did not.
Christopher Lodge swears by those movies.
Really?
I saw the first one because I think at a point they just kind of became, goofy
amazing.
And self-referential. Yeah,
Matt
like
George
they,
loves
they,
them.
I know. Well, I think like at some point they started kind of poking fun at themselves, but God, the first one was like the worst movie ever made.
Well, didn't it like all, when The Rock ended up being in them?
Mm-hmm. I think that's when they just stopped caring.
In Fast and Furious 6, Dwayne The Rock Johnson flexes out of a cast, takes out a drone with an ambulance, picks up the machine gun off of the drone, and shoots down a helicopter in the span of 5 minutes.
See?
Movie of the year.
So seconded
okay. So
only.
I have a feeling that he uses this for other purposes.
Right?
Like, he likes it a little too much.
Hey.
I mean, that rivals some of The Rock's
There's
greater
nothing
performances,
wrong with that.
Like in San Andreas when he literally fought an earthquake to save his wife and daughter.
And won. Right.
Is
and,
The Rock, like, tied with maybe Keanu Reeves for, like, the worst actor
no,
ever?
No, how dare you?
Stop. Oh, wow.
How dare
oh, my,
you?
We just lost our youth.
No, The Rock belongs in the conversation with Steph Curry and Shaq for most likable personalities in all of sports and entertainment.
You know there's an app.
The Rock is badass and rad, and I will not have you besmirching him on this radio program.
He has an app out now where you can sync your alarm with when he wakes up. I choked on that. No, this is a true story. I read about this the other day. You actually can,
what is it? It's something weird, huh?
Yeah, it's an app, and you can sync your alarm so you're waking up whenever he wakes up, and then he has his own alarm the way he wakes you up and stuff like that. Like it's his voice. Let me see if I can find a clip here.
It's called The Rock
Good
Clock.
Good morning, sunshine.
This is for real. I'm not joking.
That's what The Rock just said.
Oh, my God.
Open your eyes up. Get your candy ass out of bed.
Yes! You know what? Nate, you're downloading that right now.
Hold on, Katie. This is also another alarm tone from The Rock Clock is what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Hit it.
That's the whole thing.
I can picture myself waking up peacefully.
The one that has to wash, like, what is the word? Like a football player's jockstrap, like by hand every day, than to wake up to The Rock.
Was that me? That was you? Were you taping that? That is, yeah, dude. The Rock, have you seen that commercial where The Rock is holding, it's a Goodyear commercial, I think, where he's holding all the tires around his arm?
No.
They're playing it. Oh, they're playing it during the NBA playoffs. You haven't seen that? He's just got like,
who watches commercials?
I know. I'm a habitual channel surfer. I'm terrible at it.
No. All right. Well, he's a very strong man. Have you ever seen his menu that he eats during the course of a day? It's like 12.
I don't know how many ways I can put this. I don't care.
Really?
I don't care what
should.
He eats. I don't care.
Let
if
me
he
explain
wakes me
this
up in the
to
morning.
You, sweetie. This is Dwayne Johnson we're talking about. Was that good mansplaining? Did I do it for
you
a second?
You mansplained.
For a second there.
This is what I was looking for here, I believe. This is the Rock, the big Rock ringtone that's out right now. You can get this on the iPhone if you like.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
This is real.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Stop this now.
It just repeats.
Ring, ring.
Stop it now.
One more.
Ring, ring.
The Rock is a... I'm not a wrestling guy. I don't have any affinity towards wrestlers. I have to admit, The Rock has... The Rock has transcended everything. He really is truly like one of the biggest marketable actors in the world now, which is...
Well, give a credit to that dude for the hustle. For a guy that started off as a college football player, got into wrestling, and is now one of the single biggest names in sports and entertainment, overarching the two, that's a pretty good hustle on his part.
Because you're such a fan of The Rock, Katie, I'll give you an example of The Rock.
I stopped listening to our segment like 5 minutes ago,
well,
you guys.
By the way, the
our poor listeners.
The texters all over this. The Rock is way better than Keanu Reeves. Keanu tries to be a great actor and falls flat. From the 916, wow, please fire Katie for saying The Rock is a horrible star. We have to break. But
explain that to HR.
we got to break, but here's if you want to eat like The Rock, meal one of seven, 10 ounces of cod, 2 whole eggs, 2 cups of oatmeal. Meal two, 8 ounces of cod, 12-ounce sweet potato, 1 cup of veggies. Meal three, 8 ounces of chicken, 2 cups of white rice, 1 cup of veggies. Meal four, 8 ounces of cod, 2 cups of rice, 1 cup of veggies, 1 tablespoon of fish oil. Meal 5, an 8-ounce steak, a 12-ounce baked potato, a spinach salad. Meal 6, 10 ounces of cod, 2 cups of rice, and a salad. Meal 7, 30 grams of casein protein, 10-egg white omelet, 1 cup of veggies, and a tablespoon of omega-3 fish oil. That's his sample menu.
His house must be very fishy.
Ew.
There is breaking news on the Kings coaching search, and it includes Kevin McHale. We'll tell you exactly what we're talking about next. We're right back. It's The Drive Sports 1140 KHDK.